This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A 23-year-old man's body was recovered in Rocky Mountain National Park yesterday. Lucas Mackay texted a friend Sunday afternoon to say he was on the summit of Long's Peak. When he didn't return, he was reported missing. Search efforts started the next day. Investigators say he fell and that storms impacted higher elevations of the park that day. Mackay served with the U.S. Space Force in Colorado Springs. A corps of young people will deploy this fall to help Colorado teens struggling with mental health. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado joins 10 other states in launching the nation's first team of young people to help teenagers access mental health resources. Nearly one in five Colorado youth reported poor mental health in a survey last year. Members of the Youth Mental Health Corps will be trained as navigators, serving youth in schools and in the community. They'll help address the chronic shortage of mental health professionals. Members will gain job experience, earn a credential, and be eligible for awards to help pay for education. Anyone ages 18 to 24 with a high school diploma can apply. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche face elimination from the NHL playoffs tonight when they play the Dallas Stars in Game 6 of their best-of-seven series. The Avalanche must win tonight in Denver to force a Game 7 Sunday in Dallas. The series has been back and forth, with the Avs winning the first game before losing three in a row. They won in Dallas on Wednesday. Tonight's game starts at 8. For more news of the day, head to Denverite.com or CPR.org. It's 7:06. This is CPR News.